This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Now, we've gotten so used to having our temperatures taken before entering any premises these days. But some, including Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, say that these popular infrared thermometer guns people keep pointing at our foreheads, they're not exactly reliable. In fact, they can be notoriously inaccurate. And in the climate we live in, where a walk in the sun can melt your desires and goodwill, they are bound to be inaccurate. This is why event tech platform Pouch Nation decided to create PouchPass, a contactless temperature monitoring wristband that will keep a record of your temperature in real time and over prolonged periods. And they're marketing this product to consumers so that we can monitor our loved ones in and outside of our households, as well as to governments and businesses for real-time insights about people's risks in their organizations. And to talk to us about this wristband and how it hopes to assist the management of COVID-19 in our society, we have with us online on Open for Business today, the founder of Pouch Nation, Ilya Kravtsov.
Yes, my name is Ilya Kravtsov and I'm the CEO of Pouch Nation. So I've been running the company for the past 4 or 5 years. And Pouch Nation specializes originally in crowd management and cashless payment for mass participation events. And most recently, we have developed a new product, which is called Pouch Pass.
Ilya, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Before we get into Pouch Nation, I want to talk about you. I understand that you're a serial entrepreneur. So what kind of businesses were you involved in before Pouch Nation?
Yeah, so my first business was right out of university. We were focusing on trying to create a platform for university students, or at least students from high school that were about to go to university, and to provide more on-ground information. So we were going around all universities in Europe and trying to collect videos on how is it actually the real campus life. So that was my first startup. I was 24 at that time, and then jumped into a bit of a corporate career and did management consulting for about 4 or 5 years. Was traveling the world based out of South Africa, Johannesburg for a bit, and then out of Singapore, really covering a lot of countries. And then in 2012, the entrepreneurial kind of drive went back, and you cannot just sit still and jump back into that life. And my second startup was a mobile loyalty startup based in Southeast Asia. So what we were doing at that time is collecting, digitizing loyalty programs across F&B and coffee shops. And then was very early days at that time, 2012. So this is actually where I first arrived to Indonesia. And 70% were on BlackBerry still, so the iOS and Android penetration was very low, and very early days. So that was my second one, and this is what I'm doing now. It's my probably third/fourth entrepreneurial experience.
So how and when did Pouch Nation come to pass?
So Pouch Nation started about 5 years ago. So we realized that there was a gap in terms of in trying to digitize a specific sector. And this specific sector, it's mass participation events and offline crowds. So we developed a solution to basically monitor and do things like crowd control and contactless payments for large-scale events in an effort to digitize them and provide transparency of what was happening in large concerts, festivals, and so on. So this is how it started 5 years ago, and the business has gone very well. So we've expanded into 6 countries and in Southeast Asia. So having offices in Singapore, Jakarta, KL, Vietnam, Manila, and Bangkok. And then COVID came. And that changed a little bit our lives as well.
Yeah. So from what I understand, Pouch Nation is essentially an event tech platform, but your latest offering is something called Pouch Pass, which is a contactless temperature monitoring wristband. So how did this pivot into wearable tech come in? How and how?
Yeah, so no, it's a very good question. So, I mean, obviously what I say always is that COVID was the largest event of our lifetime. And, you know, when it started, obviously we went back to the drawing board and started thinking, well, how can, you know, businesses, events, but not only events in general, businesses go back to operating, and what are the requirements out there to make it, you know, to meet the health standards. And of course, across the board, the requirements were mainly in trying to track temperature symptoms, as well as doing contact tracing or contact history. So trying to identify if somebody who was infected by the virus, you know, met other people and if he infected somebody else. So then we looked at the solutions that, you know, were available out there. I think we're not the only ones who were trying to solve the problem, but we really felt that it was a big need. And since we were already experts in crowd management, because that's what we do, right? Now, everywhere you go, whether you're going to a mall or whether you're going to a cinema or a restaurant, you know, there is some sort of crowd control function. So we said, well, we are actually very well positioned in to try to solve this problem. And this is where we came across basically a wearable solution, which has an additional sensor that can track your body temperature, as well as a Bluetooth sensor that can track your, where you've been and who you've been in contact with.
So Ilya, the idea, like you just mentioned, was conceived during this pandemic, but how early on was the idea conceived? Was this, say, I just wanted to know for like timing wise, how long did the gestational process take, and, you know, how long ago was this?
So I think, I think we when pandemic hit us, I think it was, you know, February on. So we already realized that it's there for a longer period. We had small operations in China as well. So we had a representative based out of Shanghai. So we kind of started hearing all the news before, like in firsthand before, you know, anybody else, and understanding the gravity of the situation. So that's where we said, okay, we cannot just sit there and wait for things to get better, right? Because none of the cash reserves will last. And, you know, as a business, you really need to start again being relevant and generate revenue. So we thought, okay, you know, that's the moment where we need to reinvent ourselves and come up with a new solution. So it's all started, I would say, early Feb. And then it took us obviously some time to develop solution to run tests. We were about 2 months running tests across 11 countries in order to make sure that our solution was perfect and the temperature measurement was very accurate.
Right. And essentially, what does the wristband do? What does Pouch Pass do? And how will it enable us to be safer during this time?
So Pouch Pass, the main difference is between what you would see a normal thermometer that people use at the entrance of a mall, which, you know, the gun thermometer, the infrared, and Pouch Pass is two. So one thing is Pouch Pass is it's a wearable that is assigned to a specific person, so you know who the person is, and you have his details. The second way, second difference is that it tracks your, it monitors your temperature continuously. Right. So what we've seen, it was a big problem with all these gun thermometers is, first of all, you still would not have any information of who the person is. So even if that person would be, you know, later on be infected, we would not know who he was. So it was very hard to collect that information on him. And the second one is that, you know, measuring body temperature at one single point in time can be misleading. Right, because you know, you might just take a Panadol or you put some cold water on your face and you just enter the premises. Right, measuring it in a continuous way gives you a lot more of real data, and it's very hard to trick the system in that sense.
And how do you see PouchPass assisting us during this time? Now, just before we started recording the show, you mentioned that you took 100 flights last year and you've been traveling as well, you know, throughout your career. So let's just start with the travel industry first and how you see PouchPass assisting the travel industry at this point in time.
Yeah, so I think obviously, you know, PouchPass has a lot of applications in the B2B sector, whether it's travel, whether it's, you know, construction companies, or you know, call centers and so on. So in particular in the travel industry and airports, we've been working with some authorities in the region to try to substitute this 14 days quarantine with people just wearing the band. So obviously, you know, some countries in this region highly rely on tourism. Right. And in some places, tourism accounts of up to 25% of the GDP. And, you know, if you need to travel to that country and stay 14 days in quarantine and then 14 days when you go back, basically all your vacation is quarantine. Right. So that, of course, hits the tourism. So what we believe that this solution can be, you know, implemented at the airports where people will be given a wristband. And then that wristband tracks your body temperature as well as your location. So then, you know, the government authorities have a peace of mind in terms of saying, okay, if that person suddenly, you know, his temperature goes up or anything happens, I know where he is, I know where to find him. So I don't need to necessarily keep him in quarantine stuck for 14 days, right? So those are the discussions, at least, that we've been having in the travel industry in particular. Obviously, there's also other sectors that we've been reaching for us proactively in terms of using this. This solution is whether it's construction companies for their workers, for their staff, whether it's also hospitality-related hotels. We already have hotels using the solution here in Indonesia, or other you know other businesses. Actually, it can be applicable to any business, right? So we came, as I said, our market size before was just focusing on large-scale events, but now you know the solution can be applied to everything because everywhere there is crowd control. So in that sense, it became more exciting from some perspective.
I guess another selling point for this product is that it can also be used to monitor the condition of your family members as well, right?
Correct. So, of course, the B2B is a B2B and B2G are strong sectors, but even consumers, I think there's a very strong use case. We have families with young children or with elderly. You know, reaching us to us and giving us, you know, saying that they really like the solution and, you know, they find it very useful, especially if you have young kids and you want to make sure that they're, you know, they're okay when they're at school and you know where they are, you know, how, you know, what's their body temperature like, as well as for elderly, you know, now everybody's worried, especially for the elderly, that they can get sick. And, you know, and this is a way of monitoring them in a remote way without bugging them every 5 seconds, how you feel. So that's what we've seen. We found it very useful for families as well.
Okay, time for a break. When we come back, competition in the wearable space. Is the Apple Watch a threat to PouchPass? Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Ilya Kravtsov is online with me right now, and he is the founder of Pouch Nation, an event tech platform that pivoted into the medtech space this year with its contactless temperature monitoring wristband that hopes to help identify the presence of COVID-19 using real-time temperature monitoring. Whom would you consider your competitor in this space, Ilya? Earlier, you mentioned that you're not the only one that's working on a product like this, but do you have any competitors in the space right now?
So I think in terms of competition in the space of wearables, in particular monitoring body temperature, there is not much at the moment because solutions like Apple Watch or Fitbit or the more expensive type of smartwatches, they still don't yet track your body temperature. So that one, you know, and they're more focused on individuals rather than, you know, businesses or families. Obviously, there are other solutions that are more like thermal cameras that can measure your body temperature when you enter into certain venues or premises. But again, the key difference here that those thermal cameras, they, you know, they are measure the body temperature at only one point in time and don't necessarily collect your personal details. So I think there's different solutions, and you know, maybe some solutions are better for certain use cases, some for others. Obviously everybody's trying to help, right? And this is, I think, what is great about, you know, the humanity coming a little bit together and trying to overcome this crisis.
And so how is Pouch Pass available right now? How are you marketing the product? Is it being retailed just B2B and B2G for now? Is B2C expected to open?
Actually, to be honest with you, to get a bit more awareness of the product, we launched it on a crowdfunding campaign called Indiegogo. It's a global crowdfunding campaign, and it's currently still available on that campaign. So anybody around the world could actually go to Indiegogo.com, put Pouch Pass, and the product will come out with all the different packages we have, whether it's for individuals, for couples, for families, or resellers and businesses. So it's available online for anybody. We also do it on B2B sales in B2B. We have 6 representative offices in Southeast Asia, including Malaysia in KL. So if any clients want to reach to us, the details are on our website, which is pouchpass.com. They can just fill in a form and we'll be right in touch.
And you know, speaking of crowdfunding, how are you funding the development of Pouch Pass at the moment?
Pouch Nation is, it's a venture-backed company. We have a lot of, institutional investors, strategic investors, among the recent ones, some of them you might know in the travel industry, such as Traveloka or, Singapore Press Holdings in Singapore. So we actually did also another funding round recently just for Pouch Pass. It's not officially disclosed, but investors believe in this product, believe that can be useful for a lot of use cases around the world. So the crowdfunding platform is not necessary for funding the product itself, is more to getting the awareness, and we have in institutional investors who are backing us to put it into the market and make the world a better place, hopefully.
So at the moment, Ilya, is there anywhere that we can actually see the Pouch Pass wearables in action?
Yes. So actually we do work. We have partners in Malaysia as well. We set up a partnership with Petronas Racing Team that's been using our wristband in MotoGP events to track their employees and staff. And so that was happened in MotoGP of Spain already twice. So we have this. We have other partnerships and clients across the region. For example, hotels in Indonesia. We have ambulance services in the Philippines. We have, of course, a lot of individuals and construction companies as well. In Singapore and in Indonesia as well. So I think there's a lot of different variety of clients that are starting to use the product. Obviously, it's still new. We just went on sale in July, but it's looking very, very positive. So that's why we are trying to get to spread out the word to whoever might need the solution is ready to be used, and you can check it out. You can order it. You can try it yourself and see if you're happy.
So Ilya, businesses big and small have this year encountered new challenges and obstacles like never before. I think as an entrepreneur, you can definitely agree with that. So what have been the major challenges for Pouch Nation in 2020?
Well, obviously the challenges were massive. I mean, imagine we run events, right? So we all know that one of the things that get hit the most among the industries is travel and entertainment, right? The events are just not allowed in the countries where we operate. So that's obviously a major challenge for me as an entrepreneur and for the business is to basically, okay, what happens if your revenue goes down to zero and it's not because of your fault or you've done something wrong? And how do you keep transitioning? How do you keep save the jobs of your employees or whoever you can, or save the company? Because those are all the questions that a lot of people are out there asking themselves. So I think for me personally, what I always believed is that standing still and waiting for something to happen is never the right answer, right? Mm. It's just more keep on moving and keep on reinventing yourselves. Because at the end of the day, and this is the nature of, you know, startups or tech companies, they're in constant evolution and in constant, you know, you can basically build anything as long as you are motivated to do that and launch it into the market and see the response. So that's what we did. So this is what I also encourage any other companies out there, entrepreneurs, is, you know, don't wait for this to pass by, because it still might be there for many more months, and it's not something that you can predict, but try to be relevant now, right? This is what is very important.
Ilya, a major purpose of the technology Pouch Nation has built over the years is to equip struggling sectors with the tools needed to protect their employees, protect their visitors, and of course, travelers in this case, right, with Pouch Pass. In what areas do you see potential for this tech's growth?
In general, I think what I believe is that the world is going to change, you know, after this pandemic, and, you know, the way we are going to look at, you know, things like, I mean, digital health identity and at your, you know, the healthcare footprint and things like that is going to be a lot different, right? So I believe in the future, whenever you're going to board airplanes or you're going to, you know, buy insurance products or you're going to, you know, do other things, you know, people will ask for your health record. And, you know, this is something that will be more and more relevant. I don't believe that, you know, filling a, you know, self-declaration form, which we used to do in the past, will be enough. Right. So the way I see this technology evolving in general is how, you know, how technology can help you to, on one hand, to collect relevant details regarding your health for somebody, you know, such as an airplane, for example, an airline company or an insurance on one hand. On the other, how can you make this information, you know, personal and private, right? You don't want to, of course, we, you know, sharing your healthcare information might be a lot of going to privacy issues, right? So you need to solve those two problems at the same time, right? And this is where I think this technology that we are developing is evolving, right? So eventually, my belief is that it's going to be used across many sectors, right? Not only in live events as we used to do in the past or just travel, because, you know, everybody will look at things differently. And whenever people are gathering together, you know, they will want to know that everybody is in perfect health conditions. So, so this digital health identity is where I think it's all evolving slowly. And, you know, but we shall see, you know, never know.
And just before we go, Ilya, what's next for Pouch Nation? You know, you've moved from event tech to med tech this year alone. Is there room for more evolution at this time?
It's hard to say. I mean, now obviously what we are trying to do is we're also trying to connect the dots within our businesses, right? So we have the events business, we have the venue business for things like theme parks, you know, hospitality related venues, and now we have a more, as you said, med tech. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to combine these technologies and you know, and be able to provide them all in one, right? So we have a lot of event organizers reaching to us, for example, saying, "Look, I want your event solution, but I also want your, you know, your temperature measurement solution, right?" So what we are doing is we are really combining that and trying to come up with a comprehensive offering to the masses and to our clients. So that's what we are focusing. In the future, if there will be new verticals, we will be doing. We never know. You know, we never know how what next year brings, but at the moment, the key priority is really to bring businesses back to normal.
Mm. You know, Ilya, I was about to let you go without actually discussing the price point for Pouch Pass, but how much is this wristband going to set us back? And where can our listeners get more information about Pouch Pass again? Maybe you can give us that website once again.
Yeah, so information on Pouch Pass can be found on pouchpass.com. We also sell it on indiegogo.com if you put Pouch Pass there. The price points are different whether you buy one product, one band, or you buy several bands, right? So for one band, it costs roughly about $30. If you buy a bulk for more, you know, your business, etc., you know, the prices go down to, you know, $15 or so on, right? So it can be very affordable, especially if you're looking to buy it for your business and a bit more than just one band. So we are trying to make it for everybody.
Right. Ilya, thank you once again for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking with Ilya Kravtsov of Pouch Nation. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be up on our website within the hour. That's bfm.my. You can also catch up on our podcast on the BFM app, iTunes, and Spotify. Just search for Open for Business. Next up, it's Her Vantage with Frida Liu after the 11 a.m. news bulletin, and she will be speaking with the lovely Deborah Henry. Stay tuned for that. This is Audrey Raj for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.